There's going to be a festive parade slash funeral tomorrow in New Orleans, a second line funeral, they call it down there. It's just the New Orleans way to pay your respects. This particular funeral is an important one and bound to be really big. It also highlights something that casual music fans and tourists may not notice when they go to the Crescent City, a connection with Japan. The World's Marco Werman is in New Orleans. It's his first stop on his writing residency with Amtrak. Marco, what's going on? Who's being buried tomorrow?
Carol, a guy named Travis Hill, better known as Trumpet Black, that was his stage name. He was 28 years old, and Trumpet Black was headed to Japan at the end of April. He's a huge, huge star there. He's toured there several times, and he left New Orleans with a toothache, which got infected on the plane. It worsened on the plane, and then spread through his body by the time he landed in Tokyo, and then he was hospitalized, and then he was dead by May 4th. It's just really tragic. There's even a picture on his Facebook page on the 30th of April giving a shout-out to his Japanese fans who had T-shirts printed, Trumpet Black and the Heart Attacks, the name of his band.
Oh, that is such a sad story. The guy was so young and so talented. But what's the connection between Japan and New Orleans?
Yeah, that's really intriguing. It's a love affair that goes back to the Japanese love of Louis Armstrong and Dixieland jazz, and that goes back to post-war Japan. You could even say it goes back even before the war. One of the first Japanese who really got this New Orleans bug big time was a trumpet player in the late 50s named Yoshio Toyama. He totally loved Satchmo. He mimicked him. He copied his riffs, became known as the Satchmo of Japan. Today, though, you've got that same bug coming from young Japanese players. They're all over New Orleans, and they're in bands that have big fans in Japan, so the audience love goes in both directions. So even in Trumpet Black's own band, there's a killer guitarist named Jun Yamagichi. He's amazing to watch. He goes into like these Carlos Santana riff trances. Kermit Ruffin's a great jazz trumpeter. In his band, The Barbecue Swingers, he's got a guy named Yoshitaka Z2 Tsuji. And there's a woman trombone player named Haruka Kikuchi. So it may not be obvious to a lot of people watching the music here, but the Japanese players are here. They're respected. And it's like they're just part of the local scene now.
That's amazing. Now, is the relationship between Japan and New Orleans, does any of it have anything to do with the parallel disasters of Hurricane Katrina and then the awful 2011 tsunami in Japan?
Yeah, those two things did a lot. So with Katrina, there was the Tipitina Foundation, which is a local foundation to support New Orleans music, especially young musicians. Tipitina Foundation had started before Katrina, but it got a lot of support post-Katrina from Japanese music schools and programs bringing instruments over to New Orleans to replace damaged ones. And then with the 2011 tsunami in Japan, the love got paid back when the New Orleans musicians were holding fundraisers for musicians in the hardest hit areas of Northeast Japan. There's this New Orleans sax legend, Donald Harrison. He went to the tsunami zone in Tohoku with some other players from New Orleans. And, you know, from what I've read, they got a real kick in the slats when they saw what the tsunami did to Japan. It was just like being re-traumatized and seeing Katrina all over again.
The World's Marco Werman in New Orleans. And by the way, Marco has been taking some great pictures. Check him out on Instagram. He's at Marco Werman. Marco, thanks, and enjoy the rest of your trip.
Thanks a lot, Carol.
And we'll close with the late Travis Trumpet Black Hill on the horn. The World's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Have a great weekend.